And at 117, before we can even consider Ranger baseball, here's Dan.
Thank you, Bob.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. Okay, so I think this is an old man thing to mention, but this was like a week ago or even 2 weeks ago. Is it wrong that Christmas decorations are up at Home Depot already? 2 weeks ago, dude.
This is a fight that is not even worth your energy anymore.
You like, why not July?
You can't beat the establishment on
before
this.
October, only because we were out looking for Halloween stuff. And among those travels, we just happened upon Home Depot, and the kids love to beg me for a big Snoopy inflatable to put in our yard. Or
well, Dad?
No, we don't do that. We don't do that at my house.
What do we do?
We don't get big inflatable thing. Well, first of all, we don't do it in September. And third of all, like in December or something, we'll let you decorate the tree.
He skips
there
out.
You go, kids. That's what we're doing.
All right.
And they agree. They beg for everything, though.
Yeah.
My kids are, they cry wolf. They want everything as bad as they can.
I believe they're kids.
And that's what my wife doesn't seem to understand when she gets really frustrated with that. But they are. They're morons. They're idiots. They're kids. All kids are idiots, mine especially, when you see them all the time, and they want everything. And guess what they'll be happy with, though? Give them a quarter at the grocery store, and they can go get one of those little stickers out of the thing.
Yeah.
And then they like that just as much as if I got a big inflatable Snoopy.
Yeah,
so,
can I get a 20 here and just relate to what you're saying here? I don't know if I would term it as harsh as you do. I don't know if they're all morons.
They're idiots.
They're kids. But yesterday was, before church, it was shower time because, boy, what a sweaty Saturday night. We got home late. Do you wake them up in the car, even though they're all, you know.
Where'd you go Saturday?
We were at a social engagement. Some lovely friends. But the kids were out in the backyard going nuts, working up a nice lather, needing a shower before church. Wake them up early, or not early, but wake them up in time to bathe and then put on the nice clothes, and off we go. And so Sally's working on Maddie, fixing her hair, you know, fixing the dress and whatever. And I say, well, where's Brett? Will you check and make sure he's getting dressed up in his room? Okay. So I go over there, and there he is on the top bunk of his bunk bed, butt naked. And he's got a bag of gummy worms from who knows where. And it's 7:30 on a Sunday morning, and he is going through an entire bag, like Cornholio, of gummy worms, butt naked. And I'm like, dude, where'd you get these? And, of course, he's not giving up his source.
And he's just pounding them.
Yeah. Like, before breakfast, a bag of gummy worms.
Well, Brett is learning early about snitching, huh?
Yeah, but
snitching.
If you were going to be grabbing and snapping up and consuming a bag of gummy worms.
I don't think Bob puts him in a chair with a light on.
You don't think snitches get stitches?
He's not real worried about it.
Here, give me one. But wouldn't you at least put clothes on before you start going to town?
That's the way to eat gummy worms right there, Doc.
Butt naked.
So now,
butt booty naked.
So then we're out this weekend, and we're searching for Halloween costumes as what is the new thing. Or maybe it's the old thing, and I never knew it. But your Circuit City that closed down, or your Bed Bath & Beyond that moved locations. Well, now
Halloween store.
No doubt.
There's a giant empty storefront for 11 months a year.
Too many of them out there?
But nowadays, they've taken to renting them out. Some entrepreneur, I don't know who thought of this first, but they rent out this store for 1 month.
Or does he
put a bunch of Halloween stuff in there, and it's called the Halloween store?
Or is it a 3-month lease, and he converts it to a Christmas store on November 1st?
And I think those people that do that make a killing.
They must. That.
Yeah, so it's
there are three alone in Cedar Hill.
And if you're going to be if you're going to be a proper suburban mom, if you already don't have their Halloween costume on October 1st,
and
then you're way behind.
Well, I've had years. In the past, I have bought a Halloween costume on Halloween.
I was going to say, as a kid, didn't we?
Of course.
Worry about it about the 30th of October?
Yeah, but now you have parties leading up to it. You've got to dress up at school. You need multiple costumes sometimes because the one will get worn out.
Well, that's just stupid.
Well, and so we've been online. We were online a couple weeks ago looking for costumes. But we went out this week, and we went to these Halloween stores, and I just think I think my kids are becoming this age of, okay, when they're in the toddler area or five and under, everything is really cute, the costume, just about everything. And now, just about every girl's costume is like a mini little whore. Every one of them.
It's a little harsh.
Even at the age of eight, and I wanted you to tweet that picture I sent to you there.
I did. It's tweeted up.
The junior flapper girl, and this is for ages 4 to 6, actually. The flapper girl with the tiny little dress that you can almost see everything. Isn't a flapper girl the whore of the 20s? Why don't we just give them...
Party girl, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In 50 years, will they have little junior whore for...
That kitten's quite the bearcat.
It probably won't say junior whore on the front.
I got a space reserved in the rumble seat for you.
But this is just one thing. It's like nurse outfit is also tiny little dress.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
And I've been to these little... Some of these little parties, too, they got little five-year-old girls running around, let's say, in a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader outfit with the bra top and the little dress and the midriff showing.
Maybe Gaga meat dress.
Am I?
No, you're not.
You call me overprotective and all that kind of stuff, and I don't want my kids to grow up too fast. I think you're... The after 18 years old, there are going to be many more years.
I'm the dad who's vetoed.
So, like,
vetoed
under 18, why not?
The two-piece swimsuit's been vetoed.
Absolutely. So your wife was on board with it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm solidarity in there.
Your girl?
Eight.
Yeah, that's a veto.
Yeah,
8 years old, that's a veto.
There's no reason to sexualize the 8-year-old, right?
Guess what? All our friends are in two-piece.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem.
Oh, yeah, I would have to veto that also.
And they also have freaking cell phones. Come on, parents! Knock it off!
You know, an 8-year-old with a cell phone?
Yes!
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, my kid is really wanting an iTouch.
Will they be able to get in touch with their kid if they're at school?
And that's
they
a have bunch of
bulls. I know!
You call the office.
But one parent screws it up, and then all the kids come home and say about little Susie.
Oh, no, they don't screw it up. You just say, heck no. You shut up. Go live with them.
Just a bad, we shouldn't have to fight
his
bare midriffs and cell phones. I'm with you.
But you sound, you know, you just sound like our parents. When it was, whatever we did was, you know, stretch the norms and was too much.
We had those Atari 2600s.
Whatever, yeah, these damn kids and our Walkmans not paying attention to what we're saying.
I feel old
whatever
doing
it is.
Because I look back at, like, high school pictures of us or something, and it doesn't seem like anybody's dressed.
Dude, they have plenty more years after they're 18 to get the Halloween costume where they can look a little slutty. But right now, while you're in charge,
well,
if that's
every
not what
adult
you want to wear, then...
or every over 12 costume is total slut.
Right. So they have plenty of time for that.
You can't have police girl, fire girl, every girl.
Donnie, go to the store and look at what little girls can choose for Halloween.
I know, but
it's amazing.
But that's why you're the parent. You say,
we're
not getting that.
And I
pick something else.
I do my best, but there aren't very many nun costumes in the in the costume aisle.
They have some.
Now, if
a bare midriff.
Right. And a little back tattoo.
Naughty nun.
I had a college girlfriend that went as a pregnant nun.
Oh, my.
Wow. Really?
Naughty Mother Teresa.
Yep. So, what do we settle on?
Well, first of all, you have to veto half the costumes. Even in the 8-year-old section, I'm like, no, you can't have nothing with your belly showing. So she wanted to be belly dancer.
Wow, your flapper girl is 4 to 6 years old.
Yeah.
Let's see that picture, Dan.
But we had to veto half of the ones out there. And, gosh, what did Eden? Oh, Eden ended up going with vampire.
Brett's doing vampire.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 to 6 years.
Because it's
old.
A full outfit.
Walks around with a cape up, and, you know, it's awesome.
Oh. And that's fine.
Yeah.
And then we're trying, Ava, I think, wants to be Supergirl right now, but then she has to wear a super tiny little skirt that shows off everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, that shows a lot, right?
When we make her wear a pair of shorts or something under there, or else.
Yeah, tights
underneath.
Full
panties.
Yeah.
Or just,
tights underneath.
Yeah, I guess tights.
Blue
jeans. If you're Supergirl, you can wear tights,
right? I guess that's fair. No, I'm with you on that, man.
Well, keep us posted, Doug.
It's Horloween. Which is all cool until you have. See, all this stuff didn't bother me until I have an 8-year-old girl that's about to become a 12-year-old whore.
And it doesn't bother you in certain situations.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, I'm just saying.
But see, at 12 years old, you can still control that also. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Well, I can try to control it, but then it's going to be rebel against him.
Is this
blah,
the
blah,
chickens
blah.
Coming home to roost just a little bit, though?
I'm sure I'm being paid back for
is
something.
Is this sowing what you reap just a little bit?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or reaping what you sow.
But didn't you have so much fun while doing it?
Yeah, you got to sow first, then reap. Let's just get that right. All right, it's 128 at Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Ranger baseball, it's time, Dan. I don't know if you heard that, but it is officially time. Like Wednesday, like at 12:30 of all inconvenient times. That's next on the ticket.